Welcome to the Tape Cassettes podcast show. I am Jacqueline, which I also am going by Bia101, my new musician name. And I am excited to finally be able to record an episode. I've been recording them, but I just don't hit publish on them. And there's a lot of reasons why. Some of it is just like I listen to it and then I'm like, this is literally not of any importance or my ideas change, so I just toss them. But this one, I'm telling myself, no matter how it turns out, I am going to publish it, because it has been since 2022 that the last Tape Cassettes podcast episode played, and it was about magnets. So if you hadn't checked that one out, definitely recommend that one, because you want to keep your phone, which are mostly magnets, away from your tapes so that they don't get ruined. And I am very grateful for the support that I've received from the community as well as my family. I was thinking about taking down all of my music from Spotify, from Apple Music, from Amazon Music, but I decided against it. I just am trying to make things accessible. My tapes aren't accessible to everyone. Not everyone is able to even purchase them because they are all sold out. But part of it was like you pay $30 a year, not a month, a year, which isn't too bad when you think about it in hindsight to have your stuff on multiple streaming sites. But I really, it's like I just really didn't like how it costs money to put your stuff up. But then I'm like thinking of in terms of fans having it, and there are people listening to it. The algorithms are telling me that there are. I'm getting a little bit of royalties from it. It's not a lot. I'm really just doing it so that my name is out there and stuff, and so that I have the content up, I guess. That's why I'm doing it. It's just to have the content available for people. I almost like want to quit music sometimes because I just feel like I make so much of it. But then the reason I make a lot of it is because I enjoy doing it, and it's something that comes naturally to me, is mixing the different public domain loops or sounds and making them into something new. So I'm not quitting. This isn't a podcast episode about me quitting, but I'm just kind of keeping it real with you and letting you know that sometimes the struggle is real with music and being a musician and trying to justify if having your music up makes sense anymore. It does. And I think moving forward, I might even make like some of the accounts legacy, some of the albums legacy. Yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm like, I'm not quitting, but I have thought about it, which I'm sure everyone at some point thinks about it. In whatever you're doing, it could be music or whatever it is, but the majority of the time I do enjoy it, so I'm going to keep at it. I did start a 40 by 40 project, which is making 40 mixtapes by 40. And I have a couple years or so left to make these. I've already made about 4 of them. Made the mixed music itself. I haven't made the actual J cards. I made one J card, which I did try to record it, and I've been just having issues recording the music from my computer to the cassette. A lot of it is because I got a brand new computer, which has been awesome for making music, not so awesome for trying to put it on my analog. So I normally would make CDs of my music. Now the computer that I'm using doesn't like the CD player that I have, the CD burner that I have. So I'm kind of like either gonna have to just connect the aux cable straight to the device to record it, or I'm going to have to use my old laptop, which I don't know where the charger is, and do the same setup with the CDs. Now, the audio quality, I think it sounds better with the CD because the aux, you have to like level it. But I could make it work. That's what we're going to try and do. And then my other thought process was making the music and just recording it straight to tape, like a one-time thing, when I'm making it. So a couple of the mixtapes that I'm probably going to do have to do it that way. But I have made quite a few already. I wish I could like play some of the music on here, but the last time that I tried to put music on the podcast, it flagged it and said that I need to upload it through the normal means that I have to upload it. So that's why you don't actually hear music on the Tape Cassettes podcast, is because they flag it. There's censorship, whether or not we like it or not. Yeah, so that's pretty much what's been up with me. I'm still around. I'm looking to be more active. I am documenting my process of the 40 by 40, and maybe it will be turned into a film. Like, that's like the end goal. I think I might be a little in over my head doing 40 mixtapes, but I'm also like, you know, I have made a lot of mixtapes before. They're not all going to be an hour, although ambitiously, the first four of them that I made are over an hour. The first one, see this new setup that they have, I don't even know how long my mixtapes are, but they're like an hour. One of them has close to, let me see how many songs it has. Okay, there's too many to count. There's a lot of songs. I went to California last year at the end of the year, and I really wanted to go to Super Nintendo World, and I made my own mixtape for the world, and I was like listening to it in my headphones while I was embraced in the awesomeness that is Super Nintendo World. And they're not a sponsor of this. I'm just a big Universal fan in general of going to the theme parks that they have. And I did get really emotional going into that because I do like video games. But I also am like, I like the video games that I played as a child. So I have a GameCube that I play, and I have my Game Boys. I just like the older ones that, they're just really minimalistic. They're analog as well. I mean, maybe there's a theme here. Who knows? But it was a mixtape that I made for that. I also made a mixtape for the summit that I attended when I was there, Film 3 Summit, for filmmaking. And that one was like a bunch of cover songs. I made it for the event. I don't even remember if she used them or not. She might not have, but it's okay. I also made the fourth mixtape. So first mixtape was like an hour or so of just like original songs. Then the second mixtape was Super Nintendo World. And that will probably never make it online because it's like illegal. They're all cover songs. I mean, I could do like cover song, like get them made that way. But that one and the next one, which are actually the next three, are all cover songs. And I put one track on each of them that was an original mix in case I need to use it in the documentary film. So I have that. But the last one, which was the last one I did, which was Cinematic Adventures mixtape. And I'm just going to read off some of the songs that I covered in that, which is E.T. theme, The Godfather theme song, St. Elmo's Fire theme song, Deer Hunter theme song, Rocky Horror Time Warp cover, GoldenEye theme song, Back to the Future theme song, Addams Family theme song. And then the last song is one that I created through mixing the sounds that come with the software and creating some originals sometimes. Most of my stuff is all mixed, as you may or may not know. So that's the 40 by 40 project. I really, this is just an episode kind of like catching up on the year that I've been offline. I'm still making music. I decided to change my name, my musician name, from Jacqueline to Be a One of One. And one of the things I'm focused on is making mixtapes where there's only one available of each mixtape. And that's where this project came from, this 40 by 40, is that I wanted to make 40 original mixtapes that may be sold. Clearly, the first five are probably not going to be sold because they have music that is cover songs, or I could just sell them anyway, who knows. But I don't even know if I'm going to sell them. I don't know. I really don't know if I'm going to sell them or not. It's one of those things that I think about a lot. I'm like, should I sell these? Because I like making them. It's very difficult to make a mass amount of tapes. So I just don't do that. But maybe one of them I'll make like just like a song. Maybe I'll make the soundtrack to the 40 by 40 where I take the one track from each mixtape. Maybe I'll make that into a soundtrack and then make that like duplicate that at have a professional duplicate it, because the making of the tape itself does drive me bonkers sometimes because it's just a lot of stuff to take care of. Making all the tapes, making sure that the J cards are good and all that. So there you have it. That's a recap of 2023, of introduction of 2024. I am very excited to be back in the music. I guess you could say I took a hiatus, even though in 2023 I did release music. These four mixtapes were made in 2023. But I didn't post anything on this podcast, and I'm very grateful that you're listening to me, and feel free to message me. The Tape Cassettes OG is the name of the account on Instagram, and I'm more than happy to talk to any of y'all if there's some topics that you want me to cover, because that was one of the things I kind of started to not really sure what to talk about anymore. And then like, I've never really had guests on the show, and I'm like, should I open it up to guests? Should I keep it with just me? I don't know. So let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback. I hope that you have a great night, day, or week, depending on what it is that you're doing. And I look forward to the next episode next week. Thank you so much for being here.